Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hello, we are an acquired taste podcast. I'm Kathleen, the vixen in the kitchen, Parisian wannabe, unsuspectingly outdoorsy sex mistress.
Wow. That's my version of a sex mistress. I'm Bethany, your introverted, socially awkward book nerd who may also be a Victorian murderess, BFF. Ooh. And every week, Kathleen and I meet up to discuss our lives and what's weird in the world. We invite you to join us because we love you and we want to be friends with you.
And we want to wear your skin.
We want to wear your skin as a hat. And this week, we're talking about a bunch of stuff. So, Kathleen, I know you brought in something about thongs.
Thong.
And I am also in an equally exciting topic of science and the mysteries of space.
Black holes.
Because as this comes out, I think if you're listening to this in real time, today NASA was supposed to release a photo of what a black hole looks like. Mm-hmm. And I'm psyched because the nerd in me honors the nerd in you, and I love a black hole.
I'm glad it's not April 1st anymore, because imagine they were just like, psych.
And it was just
like a black circle somebody did on Photoshop.
That's the tough thing is like, we don't know. We can't see it.
Yeah.
Because nothing. So it's really just like a picture of the stuff around the black hole, but the stuff around it makes it look, you see where the black hole is.
So Tinder on April Fool's Day, they put out this thing where they said that they were going to find a way to verify somebody's height. Turns out not true at all. But people were so into the idea that they're working on finding a way to verify heights now.
Because people lie.
Yes, people lie. Listen, is height a thing for you when you're dating somebody? You're tall. You're 5'11".
That's where it does. I'm 5'10". It does become an issue a little bit. It's not a deal breaker, but it is nice to know that, like, if you say you're 6 feet tall and you show up and you're 5'7", like, I would like to know that you're 5'7".
Mandy Moore's husband, same height as her.
Yeah, she's 5'10 as well.
Yeah, and she wears heels around him. Cool.
Got to.
Cool.
Yeah. What about you, Kathleen?
Not such a big deal for me. I'm 5'2 on a good day.
Yeah.
So most people are taller than
her. Yeah. Yeah. How tall is Neil?
He's just under 6 feet. Yeah. But his license says 6 feet.
See? Liar.
Let me tell
He's
you what's
liar.
In the pants, though.
Six feet.
Bethany, your dad met your boyfriend for the first time over the weekend.
He did. Speaking of tall, my dad's 6'4".
Let's talk about what's in your dad's pants.
No. Oh, God. God.
I take it back.
Oh, that's awful.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm like the inappropriate friend. I don't filter what I'm saying. I'm so sorry.
So I tell my boyfriend.
Did he ask your father for a hand in marriage?
No. They talked about baseball. They got along super well. There's actually, I learned more about Dennis than I knew before, because he was saying like, oh, I also love baseball, to my dad. And I didn't know he loved baseball. And he was like, I also love boxing. And I'm like, you love boxing? When did you start loving boxing? So they got along really well. We went to the Statue of Liberty together.
Oh, hey now.
And because when I first moved to New York, my dad is from Wisconsin, and lives there. And I promised him I won't go see the Statue of Liberty until you're with me, because it's one thing he really wanted to see.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. So, and this was his first time in New York. So, so we finally had our moment. We went to the Statue of Liberty and it was really nice. It was so lovely.
I just pictured you and your dad as two little mice. Like Bethany and Dad go west.
Like Fievel. We packed up our rucksacks and put them on the end of a stick.
Ooh. Yeah. Did you wear your dungarees?
Did. We sure did. We had many adventures and we ran from a cat.
So since I've seen you last, I've crushed the tip of my finger.
Yeah. What the? So you straight up broke your finger.
In the car door. I had a fight with the car.
And you slammed your finger in the car door.
The car won. I don't know how I did it. I've like tried to reenact the logistics of it happening because it's my left hand and I'm a righty, so I would be closing the door at my right hand.
This would never stand up in a court of law.
I immediately started screaming obscenities.
Mm.
And this woman walking by with her child covered her child's ears.
But you said that your finger has like a black and blue ring around the bed of the nail.
Yeah.
Where it looks like the nail is probably going to fall off at some point.
It's been fighting in the trenches.
Ooh, and you said that the tip of your finger is like crumbled?
Yeah, so I broke only the very tip of my finger.
So the bone is just pulverized?
Yeah, the bone is pulverized there. It's gonna heal itself, and hopefully this bloody situation underneath my nail will go away. But, you know, I put it on Instagram, and so many of our taste buds wrote me, like, really lovely notes about things that they did.
Things they slammed in the door?
When they hurt their fingers. And, I had to go to the doctor, and they drilled some holes to let the pressure, you know, the blood builds up pressure under your nail.
So you went to the hand surgeon.
Yeah.
What did they say?
They said no surgery on your nail bed. Do you know that hand surgeons often have to do hand surgery on nail bed?
Why?
Know. Because, like, I guess they can cause issues if they grow in weird for skin and then all sorts of stuff. I don't know.
Do you think your fingernail is going to be messed up for the rest of your life?
It might be. Yeah, there's a good possibility. I made the mistake of looking up nail bed surgeries on YouTube. Not pleasant.
Wait, I'm going to do it.
You're having the face that, you know, there's this video going around. Did you see the gymnast from
Yugoslavia, England, Chile, Bossa Nova, which is not a country, but should be, Algeria, Nigeria?
From Auburn University.
Oh, that's it.
She was tumbling on the floor, and as she was landing, both of her knees dislocated on the landing.
It's online?
It's online. I haven't watched it, but it's...
Auburn. First thing that comes up, Auburn gymnast injury.
I can't watch it, but I will watch you watching it.
Okay, I'm going to watch it. You know why? Because I love this podcast.
I don't want to tweet it out just because I don't want to relish in anybody else's pain.
No.
But Google it if this is something that interests you, or maybe
warning. Okay, sorry, yeah, I need to interrupt.
Super
it.
Warning. I'm closing my eyes. I'm not watching this shit.
Okay, hold on.
An aerospace engineering major.
Such an impressive young lady.
Let's see how high she flies right here.
Yep.
Oh God!
Oh God! This is why I didn't watch.
Oh God!
I can't.
Came down very awkward.
Oh! Okay. So this is what happened. There's no blood or anything.
No.
Basically, she just does her first tumble, and when she lands on the ground, her knees bend backwards, and it's awful.
Yeah, everybody's having that same reaction. Like, they're feeling a little bit queasy after watching it.
Oh, gosh, that's awful. That poor girl. Do we know if she's okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She has ended her tumbling career.
Oh, that's...
No more gymnastics for her.
Awful.
But it's the video that literally everybody in my office was like, did you see this? Did you see this? Did you see this?
Oh, my gosh, that's terrible.
You know, you're having a tough time coping right now.
You know what? It's like... This is the stuff that you don't see in movies. You see blood and guts in movies. You see, like, slasher films. It's not the same as when it happens in real life, obviously, but your brain understands what that looks like.
Yes.
To an extent.
Uh-huh.
You don't really see legs bending backwards in movies very often.
No.
And so my brain is like, that's never a thing I've seen before, and it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Her legs look like they're made out of clay.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, so the moral of the story is you don't have to have surgery on your finger.
Yeah, I don't have to have surgery on my
Oh, gosh.
Moving on to greener pastures.
Yeah. Well, really quickly, my cousin was taking her driver's test when she was 16, and she slammed her lip in the door somehow.
How?
We don't know. This is the same cousin who broke both of her arms right before her wedding. She broke both of her arms.
No.
She's the clumsy.
How does that happen?
We tell stories of my cousin Katie. Like, she's become this mythical figure in my family.
Wait,
because
she walked down the aisle in her wedding dress with two casts?
Yeah. She had, like, gloves over the... And she had to have her sister hold the bouquet after a while because it got too heavy.
I don't mean to laugh, but...
Too heavy for Katie to hold with her broken arms.
She needs to sell her story to a script writer.
She's falling
Wait,
apart.
She's related to you.
Yes!
You should write a story about her.
All right, as we change seasons, a lot of times this is when you change routines, or it's a good chance to stop down and think about what you're doing to your body and your face.
Yeah.
That's all.
I was really, really, really strict last time I had my time of the month with my BioClarity routine, and I didn't break out once.
Really?
Yes, because I stuck to my routine every night. And with BioClarity, it's not hard to stick to the routine.
No, it's really easy because it's just three steps. So Kathleen and I both use the Clear Skin routine. It's for combination oily or breakout prone skin, which we both have because we're both 13 years old.
Yes.
Apparently.
13 going on 30.
Oof. So the three-step regimen gets rid of breakouts, it clears and calms skin, and it's packed full of detoxifying nutrients. It's an antioxidant, and it includes a super special ingredient only in BioClarity called Floralox, which is made from plans.
It's more than just a cleanser. It will give you clear and radiant skin without drying. And I suffer from major, major, major dryness, and BioClarity works for me.
And because it's just three steps, it's easy to stick to.
Yeah.
Plus, their products are 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free. And they have a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee.
Get healthier, more radiant skin by going to BioClarity.com. And right now, our listeners, you can save 40% on skincare routines, plus an additional 15% off of everything on their website. Bethany, have you tried that under-eye cream?
Yes, I have.
It's like cooling. It feels so good.
Like a gel, and you put it and you go tap, 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 tap.
I put it on before
tap,
I go to bed. My eyes look so awake tap, in the morning. Tap, 40% is really an incredible deal, but you need to enter our code ACQUIRED at checkout. That's ACQUIRED at checkout. So go to BioClarity.com and get 40% off of skincare routines, plus an additional 15% off of everything on their website when you use our code ACQUIRED at checkout. Go to BioClarity.com. I'm so excited for you to talk about holes. That's a good jingle.
That's a good jingle, and it applies to a lot of things.
I could have worked with Uncle Joey and Uncle Jesse. They wrote jingles, remember?
I forgot that they wrote jingles.
Yeah, or maybe it was just Uncle Jesse. I don't know. Full House has been on my mind lately.
Yeah.
You know, Aunt Becky's going to jail.
Why was Aunt Becky not part of the group that pleaded guilty yesterday?
I don't know.
Felicity Huffman was in that group.
Hang on, I'll tell you right now. The news just broke.
I'm obsessed with this story for some reason.
So news just broke like last hour about Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo Giannulli.
The Target guy.
The Target guy.
Massimo for Target.
They were indicted on fraud and money laundering charges today.
Oh.
For the multimillion-dollar college admissions cheating scam. Their case is a little bit different than Felicity Huffman's because she paid $15,000 to have a proctor edit her daughter's wrong answers on the SATs.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
And Lori Loughlin and her husband, they chose to go a different route via $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters admitted to the University of Southern California.
University of Spoiled Children. That's what it is.
So they were, I don't really understand how this flew because they got their daughters admitted as a part of the crew team, even though their daughters never played crew or never rode crew.
Yeah. Like they had their daughters either pose for pictures at a gym or their daughters' heads were photoshopped onto other people's bodies.
That's crazy. At some point I would have said to mom and dad, I can't do this. Like, this is like, we're rich. Why do I need to go through this? I'll just go to a different school. It doesn't matter. Well, we're rich.
Apparently, one of the daughters, Olivia Jade, who I am just like insta stalking because I'm fascinated by all of the comments that she's turned off underneath photos. But she apparently said she didn't want to go to college and her parents made her.
Yes. And I respect that because college is not for everybody.
Right.
She was good at what she was doing before she was making money. She was building a brand. Mm-hmm. I know that, you know, a lot of elders will roll their eyes and be like, well, what was she really doing? It's a legitimate career being an influencer.
And even if like the influencer thing isn't going to last forever, building a brand that way will. She was launching a line with Sephora, mm-hmm. which is, you know, then she gets into makeup. Like, she would have had a legitimate career, I think, had this not happened.
You indirectly learn marketing, you learn video editing, that type of stuff.
But did you read that apparently she had a patent or a trademark license turned down because of bad punctuation.
Oh, no.
It was also like super vague. She had something about like her line, her Olivia Jade line would include like a moisturizer. And they said this needs to be more specific.
So they're saying Lori Loughlin and her husband could spend up to 2 years in jail.
Well, guess what?
Because hers was money laundering as opposed to just like lying, you know, like Felicity Huffman. You know what? Felicity Huffman's husband, what's his name?
William H. Macy.
He's been playing it cool this whole time.
Yep. It just makes me sad because I really like them.
You know, a combination between this and the kid that stood in front of Congress to make his case about kids turning a certain age and being able to get vaccinated, even though their parents' wishes were to have them not vaccinated.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is going to start a movement where young teens, mid-teens, you know, young adults start questioning their parents' choices for them.
Sure.
And they start saying, hey, I can make my own decisions.
I mean, I think that you hit a certain age, usually in high school, sometimes earlier, when you realize your parents don't know everything, which mm-hmm. is the worst realization, I think, in the world.
I didn't hit that until college.
Ooh, it's painful. But it's one thing to realize that. It's another thing to decide you're going to take action, like big action. And like getting vaccinated is big action.
Yeah, deciding, or getting emancipated.
Yeah, getting emancipated. So yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's just I have nothing intelligent to say.
Give yourself one piece of advice to your 16-year-old self about dealing with your parents, what would you say?
Be nicer to them overall. My parents really did know what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like in most things, I think. But I also never had to deal with stuff like this. I never had enough money that they could have laundered. I never had I never had a career that they could have stolen money from to the point where I would want to emancipate myself. Like,
yeah.
I never had big world problems like this. Yeah. What about you? What would you tell yourself?
I would have said, kudos to moving out at 18.
Yeah.
Right decision.
Yeah.
And then I would have said, but don't listen to dad when he says you should major in sciences or business because it's not for you.
Oh,
like I would have said, you're going to fall asleep in your microeconomics exam because you studied all night and you still didn't understand it.
Well, speaking of science, so as this comes out today, Wednesday, there was a big release today. As we record this, it's set to happen. So scientists from the Event Horizon Telescope Collaboration are supposed to present a groundbreaking result from their project. They are going to release the first ever photos of a black hole. Now,
oh my God, Bethany, I didn't realize you had your body photographed.
All right.
I'm sorry. I couldn't. Right. I couldn't not. I'm
okay. So this is from CNN.com. Basically, someone
must have photographed me when I was wearing my LuLaRoe leggings. And I bent over.
They're buttery soft, but so, so thin.
I mean, they just rip so right thin. Into your anus.
They're so thin. So the collaboration is called EHT. It's basically this huge network of telescopes linked together that created basically a virtual telescope the same size as Earth.
What?
So it was 8 radio telescopes around the world all sort of trying to like combine to create this picture.
It's kind of like when the ghost gets really big and all the Ghostbusters have to use their neutron packs to kill the ghost.
Yes, exactly. Or it's like Captain Planet where they all have to combine their rings and then, you know, Captain Planet shows up. Even the kid with the monkey, which I'm pretty sure is a little racist. So according to NASA, black holes are made up of like huge amounts of matter squeezed into a small area. And we all know what a black hole sucks you in. Yeah,
you don't come back out.
Yeah, and they don't quite know what happens. They don't know if like you go in and you get stretched ribbon thin, if you like shoot out on another side where you are. Because nothing can exist because it's there's so much pressure.
I mean, you could be shot out another side to a totally different universe.
Yeah, maybe this is like the worst universe and you get shot out into the better one and everyone's like, what took you so long? This place is great.
Would you ever volunteer to do it?
No. I think if you had asked me when I was super depressed, I would have been like, yeah, what's the point?
You'll be like Sally Ride. You'll be like the most famous woman in aerospace history.
Yeah, but I think that No, too scary.
There's a movie with Natalie Portman coming out where she's an astronaut, and I thought it was the story of Sally Ride, but it's not. It's a different story.
Is it based off of the story of the woman who drove in a diaper to like, do you remember that story of the astronaut who came back to Earth and she drove in a diaper to confront her lover and his
That's
lover?
That's right.
I don't know if it's that.
The movie is called Lucy in the Sky.
Yeah.
It must be.
They make it seem more like Annihilation and less like astronaut in That's a diaper. Right.
She was so mad at her ex-boyfriend, she drove in a diaper so she could pee and poo. didn't have to get out of the car.
Didn't have to get out of the car.
Which I do normally on a road trip, but like
wear a diaper?
Not going to assault somebody on
do
the
you
other
really?
End.
Do
yeah,
you
of course.
No.
Yeah.
How can you relax enough to let yourself poo in a diaper?
You just like, you have to like, you know when you like put your legs straight so there's like a little bit of gap between your butt and the seat. Bethany, of course I don't do this.
I just don't know if I'd be able to relax enough to let me, you know, because it's like you're used to not doing that.
Yeah, I mean, God forbid. I mean, probably one day I will have to wear a diaper.
I think everyone will.
I mean, it would probably serve me well now, you know.
Maybe I'm wearing one right now. You don't
never
know.
You never know.
So this made me think of other mysteries regarding space.
Yes.
And there's one that really, really, for some reason, creeps me out.
Tell me. Okay. I went to space camp.
Okay. What were you in space camp again?
It was mission control, I think.
Oh, you didn't even get to go into
space. No, I was like first command. No, I didn't get to go into space. I don't remember. I think they wanted to put me on medical, which is like so boring. Whatever.
Oh. Okay, so this is the one. There's a bunch of different things that scientists haven't been able to explain, like space roar. Space is a vacuum, which means that sound shouldn't be able to travel, mm-hmm. but yet scientists pick up sounds from space all the time.
It's the aliens.
And they don't know what it is.
It's the aliens.
The aliens.
Do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
I 100% believe in aliens.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Roswell.
Yes.
The CW thought it was so important to remake it again.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely aliens.
Super aliens. another one is the multiverse. They believe that the universe is so vast that it's entirely possible that our universe is just one of like gajillions of other universes. And so there could be infinite number of civilizations, infinite number of versions of you in all of these different universi.
I 100% believe that.
Yeah, I do too.
And I, in one of my other personal universes, I am forever living in Candyland.
Yeah, I believe that.
You know, because it's just like really colorful. Like there's like all these candy canes everywhere. Mm. I don't like the black licorice part.
Oh, I love black licorice. I'll take all of your black licorice.
Licorice is garbage candy.
Symbiotic friendship.
You should be ashamed.
No, I won't. This is good. I will take all of the black licorice you don't want and it will be the best thing ever.
I really just want another universe that's colorful and I'm always searching for a higher purpose, or always trying to win something.
That's great. I want one where I'm independently wealthy and don't have to do anything all day.
Mm.
That would be really nice.
Yeah.
There's another one that's called quantum entanglement, or as Albert Einstein called it, spooky action at a distance. This is a totally real phenomenon. It's when two particles that are in completely different parts of the universe are linked together in that they mirror each other. They mirror each other's behavior. They mirror the state of the other. So somehow they have to be like sending signals to each other in order to be connected from that far away. But those signals would have to travel faster than the speed of light, which we don't know. We don't know.
It sounds like the basis of Jordan Peele's movie Us.
Yes. So we don't understand how that happens. We don't know what dark matter is made out of. We don't know why Saturn has a storm that's shaped like a hexagon that recently changed colors from teal to yellow. But the one that I really am obsessed with.
Wait, Saturn is just wearing a mood ring. Duh.
Okay. It's a hexagon shaped storm.
Yeah.
Storm. Not a crystal, a storm.
It's a mood ring.
Why does it have angles and corners?
Because mood rings are three-dimensional.
It's not a mood ring.
No, they went to Claire's and they picked up some accessories.
I almost bought a mood ring over the weekend.
You should. They really work. When you're working out and you get real hot, they turn different colors.
Like, I'm happy now. No, you're just sweaty. But the one that I love the most, okay, this is called the Fermi paradox. Have you heard of this?
Furby paradox?
Fermi, F-E-R-M-I.
Like a Furby convention.
Right, but not that at all. Fermi, F-E-R-M-I.
Furry convention.
Fermi.
Different than the Furby convention.
Different. Mm-hmm. Fermi.
Okay, Fermi.
Okay. So it's about aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's named after this physicist named Enrico Fermi.
I would do it.
Okay. So it refers to the contradiction between the high probability that aliens exist
mm-hmm.
and the apparent lack of any evidence that we've seen that aliens exist.
I think that there is evidence. The government is just hiding it from us.
That's one of the theories.
It's like when your parents hide your Christmas gifts from you so you don't know that Santa... Oh, no.
Oh,
never mind. Edit. It's like, so when your parents sometimes hide holiday gifts from you,
mm-hmm.
so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
I can't say it. There might be children listening.
So,
yeah,
because the universe is so huge and there are gajillions of other planets that seem like they would be able to sustain life.
Do you think these other planets are on Facebook too?
No, because they're smarter than that. Why are we not seeing any of these other alien life forms, right? That's mm-hmm. the paradox. So there's a bunch of different hypotheses as to why.
Because we are the weakest link.
Yeah, well, that's one. One is that extraterrestrial life doesn't exist.
No, it does.
Right. Another one is that it exists, but they're not smart.
I don't believe that.
Another one is that they're smart, but they don't have advanced technology. Another one is that they have advanced technology, but it's in the nature of intelligent life to destroy itself. Similar to what we're doing right now.
Mm.
with our environment.
I want to believe that they're smart, but they don't have the technology. Because I just think of like old timey beings having really amazing conversations over candlelight. And that's something that appeals to me.
Yeah, I like that. There's another theory that we're not listening in the right way, or they're so alien that we can't even understand that they're reaching out to us. Or that everyone is listening, but no one's talking. So we're all sitting and waiting for someone. Like when you're like, why didn't you call? And the other person's like, well, the phone works both ways. And you're like, yeah, but I kind of wanted you to call. And they're like, why are you just sitting by your phone? Just call. And you're like, I just wanted you to call.
Did you ever see the movie Arrival with Amy Adams?
Yes.
That's a fabulous, fabulous movie. If you like alien things but don't like being scared, that's a good movie to watch.
That movie is good for people who sit at the juxtaposition of science alien lover and language nerd.
Language nerd. I have the most respect for people who are good at languages.
Oh.
Because I am not. My accents are terrible.
So the biggest one of these hypotheses that creeps me out is that Earth is purposefully isolated. They're not reaching out to us on purpose.
Are they watching us like the Truman Show?
One of them is that they're letting us have our natural evolution, so they're not interfering. The other is that beyond a certain distance, the universe is fake. That we're in a planetarium.
No.
And that beings have created the planetarium that we are in.
Like a big giant game of Sims.
Uh-huh. So that the universe appears to be empty and we don't think anyone else is out there, even though they are. That creeps me out. Think about your day this morning, gentle listener. Think about what you're stressed out about. Think about the thing, the straw that broke the camel's back. Like someone left a plate out at work and you were like, this is it. This whole place is going to hell.
You smashed the plate on the floor.
All of you are garbage humans. I'm not your mother. And none of this is actually real. The universe isn't actually real.
Someone's controlling us with their
Someone's
mouse.
Someone's controlling us with their mouse.
Or their touchpad, whatever.
Isn't that crazy? It's called the planetarium hypothesis.
That creeps me out because sometimes I get these thoughts like, who am I? What is a human? Like, why is anything the way that it is?
Mm-hmm.
What's that show on HBO about the robots?
The robot cowboys?
Yeah.
Westworld.
In Westworld, the robots, the intelligence, they eventually overthrow or try to overthrow the humans. I don't watch it closely.
Spoiler alert.
I just kind of watch what my husband watches.
Yeah.
But maybe us humans, we haven't gotten to that point yet where we are capable of overthrowing whatever is controlling us.
Because at some point, like if this was a novel or a film, we would fight back. Right? Like we would realize it and then we would fight back. But we don't have any proof that that's what it is.
I need to go home and practice my fighting back skills. I think I've gotten a little bit lax on that.
Mm-hmm. Like, what would be your biggest fighting back skill against the simulated alien?
Like roundhouse kicking.
Mm.
I need to work on my flexibility and my strength and my legs. Mm-hmm.
I hear you, and I think that this is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if there's like another skill that would be more helpful to help overthrow the simulation of the universe to control the aliens better.
Fireballs.
There you go.
I think I can probably buy that on Amazon.
Yeah. Kathleen, you and I have like a soft spot in our hearts for Kara.
We do.
They were one of the first few companies that stepped forward and said, we really believe in your podcast. We want to support you guys. And so we want you listeners to support Kara because it's one of the reasons that our podcast can stay free is because Kara helps support us.
I love vitamins. I love feeling like I'm doing something good for my body.
Yes.
I love little packets that come with my name on it.
Yes, and are easy.
And Kara is both of those things.
They are a great way to spring into a healthy routine. So if you're like, okay, tell me more. Care of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. How do they know what to send you? Easy. You take an online quiz. It's really fun. It's really quick. It's personalized. They ask you about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices. Are you a vegetarian? Do you love to eat only meat? All of that stuff. And then they create a vitamin packet that's exactly what your body needs.
I feel different on the days when I take my Kara vitamins than on the days when I don't.
Mm-hmm. Getting your vitamins should be easy and convenient. It's hard to know what vitamins and supplements you should be taking if you go to the drugstore and you stand at that huge vitamin aisle and you're like, do I need thistle root?
10,000 choices. And I'm like, I don't know. And then there's different price points. It's too confusing.
Yeah. Kara takes care of all of that. That's why they're That's why they're called Care Of. They're taking care of it.
They're taking care of you.
Yeah.
It was clever. Good marketing.
And plus, Care Of now offers protein powders and individual packets for on the go and in tubs, all personalized to your fitness goals and dietary preferences. And a portion of every sale goes toward the Good Plus Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins. So they're a good company, too.
I wish there was a Santa Claus dedicated to only vitamins. And he would ride his sleigh down the street.
It's just got pills
instead
in it.
Instead of tossing candy canes, he's just tossing packets of multivitamins and probiotics.
You get vitamin D. You get thistle root.
You get a probiotic.
Oh. Mommy, I want a probiotic.
All right, gentle listener, don't miss out on this. Care Of is amazing, and they're going to take care of you. So for 50, that's 50 off of your first month of your personalized Care Of vitamins, go to takecareof.com and enter the code TASTE50 when you check out. That's TASTE. Again, 50% off of your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. Go to takecareof.com and enter our code TASTE50 when you check out.
That's TASTE50.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
I was reading my Cosmo.
Literature. High literature.
I like Cosmo magazine. I like following them online. They're just like, they're my girl guide.
No, it's I'm not saying they're not useful in our society. Great.
There's this article, 5 Reasons Your Thong Hates You. And I understand this. I hate my thong back.
Well, and I love that it's not that why you hate your thong, because everyone hates their thong. It's that, who's calling me? Can we not have any more spam calls, please?
Yeah.
Can someone do something about this?
There's one thing I hate more than my thong. Oh my God, I just set
my paper's on fire.
I set your apartment on fire.
Hold on.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
I almost burned down Bethany's apartment. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. Bethany, was that my papers or your papers?
No, I think it was mine. That's what I get for having lit candles on a crowded table. I was like, what do I smell?
We keep papers with notes about things we're going to talk about during the podcast. And Bethany lit some candles here for...
I wanted some ambiance.
Some sexy ambiance for me. And we just put a stack of papers down on top of the candle.
Like literally.
I didn't see the fire.
Like the candle was a table. And we.
Bethany, I think it's my papers.
Well, your papers are wet now because I put them under the sink. But it's funny because it's a perfect hole. Wait, we have to take a picture of this. It's a perfect hole.
I'm going to put a picture on our Instagram. Bethany, I almost burned down your apartment. I feel really bad.
No, don't feel bad. We caught it.
I was thinking about fire too before that happened.
We caught it.
I think I could see the future.
Were you really thinking?
Yeah, I was. I was thinking, wow, those candles. I'm going to blow these things out.
All right, go to our Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast and you can see the perfectly round holes that were burned into the paper by the candles that I lit.
I'm always afraid of animals knocking over candles when I light them.
Well, we're animals too.
Like my cat's going to like go over and set her tail on fire or something. All right.
Okay, so why does our thong hate us?
Back to the hard hitting news. 1, sexy fabrics can be suffocating.
Yeah.
This is why I wear granny panties up to my nipples.
Yeah, because they breathe better.
I went to Aerie. Do you know that store,
yeah,
Aerie?
Yeah, they're great.
I wanted some big underwear.
Yeah.
That was like comfortable to wear for nighttime underwear.
Totally.
You know, different than daytime underwear.
For sure.
And it was sort of embarrassing because I went with my mom and I'm too old to shop at American Eagle.
No.
I'm too old to shop at American Eagle.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's the age range for American Eagle?
I don't know, but I still do. And I think, but Aerie has like really cool, good underwear.
And they're like a good company because they use inclusive models and all that stuff.
Yes. I love their airbrushing rules. They don't airbrush anymore.
Yeah.
But it was me and just dozens of other 13-year-old girls.
Other 13-year-olds.
In American Eagle at the mall. But you know what? You know it's amazing because all these 13-year-old girls are tinier than I am, so I got all the larges.
Yeah! They're so comfortable.
So sexy fabrics, yeah, they're suffocating. They're like artificial materials.
Yeah.
They're usually not cotton. They trap moisture. They prevent air from circulating unless there's a strategically placed hole.
Yeah. And you're not wearing those to work.
And this allows for bacteria to grow. You know?
Awful.
Bacteria love it when there's no oxygen.
It's like I have a cubed sweet potato in a Tupperware container in my fridge right now.
Yeah.
There's been no oxygen in that thing for a long time.
Fungi multiply in dark, damp places.
Yep.
So yeah, yeast infection. So yeah, bad fabrics.
Bad, bad, bad.
Just wear granny panties. You know how Sarah Jessica Parker, she used to wear like high-waisted sort of granny panties on Sex and the City?
Yeah.
Why don't more people accept that as being sexy?
It's really attractive. It covers a lot. Your imagination has to work overtime, and yeah, that's exciting.
Okay, this next one's really gross, but makes a lot of sense. Thongs are a bacteria highway. Just imagine little dirty cars driving down that little strip that goes in between your buttocks and your coochie cooch. If your thong is too big or particularly skimpy, it'll move around even more, according to Cosmo, increasing your risk of infection. This makes it easier for rectal bacteria like E. coli, notorious for causing UTIs, to work its way into your urethra and then into your bladder. Boom, your pee and lava.
Yeah, it's bad. That's the fungi highway.
Yeah.
E. coli highway.
Ever wear thongs?
Yeah, I do. I do when I go to Ariel because I'm wearing like tight yoga pants and I don't know. I don't want a line.
I think I've just gotten to the point in my life where I'm like, there's a line.
But I have the ones that I have are cotton.
Okay.
They're like cotton thongs. They're for like the construction worker in you that needs to wear a thong. You know, they're like a usable fabric.
Yeah.
There's nothing sexy about them. They're cotton.
They're utility thongs.
That's the word I was looking for. They're a utility thong. You can put got a hammer loop. You can put your hammer in them.
Oh, all right. Another reason why thongs hate us. They can make our pH go haywire.
How?
An increase in bacteria migrating to your vajay can overwhelm the good bugs that already live there.
Mm.
Tampering with this system may throw off your pH balance and lead to problems like bacterial vaginosis.
Not good. So you're basically just plugging up all the places that need air.
I mean, I do wear underwear to bed at night.
No, I know. I sleep naked.
I wear pajamas with no undies.
Mm-hmm.
Get some air in there.
You should sleep naked. It's really fun.
Grandma always said, air it out.
Yeah. Go naked tonight. Let me know. Report back tomorrow.
Don't air your dirty laundry. Air your nether regions.
Yeah.
Also, you know when you have the flu or really bad cold?
Yes.
You're already sick. And so it's hard for your body to fight off infections.
Yes.
Cosmo is saying that if you're already sick, don't wear a thong.
Why are you trying to look sexy when you have the flu?
Under no circumstances wear a thong when you're already sick because you're more likely to get a UTI because your body can't fight off infections.
Who's wearing a thong when they're sick? Why? Who's laying in bed going like, oh, everything hurts, but also, hey, I look good.
Some people wear thongs every day.
Ugh.
Those people hate themselves.
They hate themselves or have a high tolerance of pain.
Yeah.
Because, ow. I remember the first time I ever put a thong on, I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on and I like lurched forward and looked behind me because I was like, ooh, what's that? Like, it's just like such an unnatural feeling.
It doesn't feel good. Can I tell you something embarrassing?
Please.
Okay. So like, I've gained a little bit of weight, and so I like haven't upped the sizing of my underwear because I'm like, I'm not gonna buy all this new underwear,
right.
And I'm gonna get back down to my old size eventually. So now when I wear my tiny thongs that are too tight for me, they go so far in my butt they make me feel like I have to poo.
That's not good. They're like stimulating. It's like a prostate stimulation.
I'm like, I don't know if I had a lot of fiber or if it's my underwear talking to me. It is like prostate stimulation.
It's like a prostate stimulation.
I saw this meme of Winnie the Pooh the other day.
Yeah.
And it was something about him farting, and he called a fart an anal cough.
Yeah, I would say just like no thongs for now.
Boy shorts.
Boy shorts. Boy shorts are where it's at.
Let me tell you what really is torturous. I decided one day I'm going to buy some Spanx underwear.
Mm.
I think I bought the wrong size. I bought something that's too small.
There's this.
That I would rather go to prison.
There's this category in Spanx called like, it's like complete shapeshifter or something. Like there's like smoothing and then there's like curving and then there's just like unrealistic reshaping of your body. And I don't know why I bought that one because I had these pants I was trying to fit into. And it was unrealistic body shaping in that I couldn't breathe when I put them on and all of my organs in that area lifted up or down to like the other part of my body. Why am I doing this for myself?
Here's the thing with Spanx. I like their company. I buy Spanx products. I like their leggings.
Yeah.
I love a lot of the stuff that they make. But if you ever like go back and look at the comments of Spanx commercials on Facebook, like some advertising that they put up, they usually don't have curvy women in their commercials. And I always comment, hey, Spanx, where are your curvy girls at?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I want to know.
Yeah. And you also just want to know how it's going to look on you.
And, you know, sometimes I think about this. There's a fine line between making women feel good about themselves. Mm-hmm. I like shapewear. I will wear it under dresses often. And then also, on the other hand, telling women that they need to change their bodies to be presentable.
Yeah. And that's a good point. Where is that line? Because it's a little blurry.
I don't know where it is. It's something I think about all the time because it's kind of like diet culture. I buy into it, but I don't ever want to talk about it because I don't want someone else to buy into it because I buy into it.
Yeah. Like it's too late for you, but you want to save other people.
Exactly.
From that. Yeah. That's how I feel too.
I feel that way about Spanx. I mean, I like the CEO. Her name is Sarah. I can't remember her last name. Blakely. Sarah Blakely. I think she's really smart and she's built an incredibly wealthy empire. Mm-hmm. I just am not sure.
I wear them because if I'm wearing something that if I don't want like cellulite to show
or I don't want my little pooch.
Yeah. And I get that. But then it's like, what's wrong with cellulite? What's wrong with a pooch? It's that. I don't know. I guess it's just whatever makes you feel comfortable and confident.
Yeah.
But why don't we feel comfortable and confident?
It's a bigger, much bigger picture, larger question than the Spanx enterprise.
Yeah. I think the next generation of women are going to look at Spanx the way that we look at girdles and like corsets and think, why did you do that to yourself?
Yeah.
That's awful, but too late for us.
I'm still going to wear it. I would wear Spanx over my head if I could.
So dumb.
When people ask me where I shop for clothes online, ModCloth is always one of my top answers.
They have the cutest stuff.
I am going on vacation on Friday. It's just a few days from now.
Yeah.
And I bought this romper from ModCloth. Oh my God, it's like very 70s. It's the straps tied and it's kind of like got a like a bell-shaped bell bottom and
cute.
Just like all these flowers and I feel so like a vixen.
It's amazing. Any clothes that can make you feel that good about yourself are so important to have in your closet. And the great thing is that thanks to ModCloth, it doesn't have to be so hard to get dressed, especially as the summer comes around and you start to get hot and sweaty and you're like, I don't want clothes to touch me. They have great things like rompers and jumpsuits that you just throw on and you're done.
In the spring and summer, I get bored with just like jean shorts and tank tops every single day.
Yeah.
ModCloth has so many cute outfits that are A, comfortable, B, so cute and stylish. People are going to be like, hey, where did you get that? I want to be inside of your closet.
Yes. And I love that they show what it looks like on different body types. Like they'll take the same article of clothing and put it on women who have completely different body types and shapes.
Yeah.
So you get to see like, okay, I look like this person. It's going to look like that on me.
Absolutely. That makes me buy stuff.
Yeah. Oh, completely.
That I wouldn't normally buy because they can see it on a body type similar to mine.
I have this like this skirt jumper from them. It's like a sort of a green plaid. It has straps and it's like a flyer skirt.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. So cute.
And it transitions nicely from like fall, winter into spring because it has some springy colors to it. Mm-hmm. I love it so much. And they do like different seasonal collections too that I always have my eye on.
And they have a lot of sweaters and dresses and things with cats on it.
Mm-hmm. So, they have a full cat collection.
I love cats.
Yeah. And over last Halloween, and I hope they do that again this Halloween, they had like a witchy collection.
Yes. Anything that you need. They have all these white dresses if you're like a bride or if you go to bridal shower, you have to be a bridesmaid. They have everything.
Yeah, going to a wedding, lots of spring weddings.
And cute little home gifts that you can give or like buy for yourself, like a rainbow bath mat or like an owl shower curtain.
Everyone needs an owl shower curtain. Oh my gosh. So to get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more, go to modcloth.com and enter the code TASTE at checkout. Again, to get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more, go to modcloth.com and enter the code TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, at checkout. This offer is valid for one-time use only and expires on July 6th, 2019.
All right, before we play voicemails from our listeners.
Hey, guys.
I want to share some heartfelt words from Cleo Wade. She has this book called Heart Talk, Poetic Wisdom for a Better Life. Look her up on Instagram. She is absolutely one of my favorite accounts to follow. And she used to date Cory Booker.
Oh, really?
Boy, that was the rumor.
Oh.
There's some pictures of them at this Refinery 29 event. I'm like, hey now. But now I don't think they're together anymore.
No, because he's dating Rosario Dawson.
That's right. Rosario Dawson. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Cleo Wade's amazing. And I want to share just something from this book.
Okay.
Four steps for opening yourself up to a more radical life.
Number one, make a Molotov cocktail. But don't, because that's the wrong kind of radical.
What?
And we do not want you to do radical things.
We're not talking about anarchy, Bethany. We're talking about loving yourself.
When are we going to start talking about anarchy? We're never talking about anarchy.
One, love yourself enough to get to know yourself.
What does that mean?
It means that you may think you know yourself, But if you don't really love every facet or appreciate every facet of your being, mm-hmm. do you really know yourself? Like, have you ever gone a full day without saying something negative to yourself in your mind?
No.
Me neither. I have
not. No,
never.
That's awful.
I would love to live in that world, right?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, that's a good point.
So do we actually know ourselves? I'm not sure.
Probably not.
Two, achieve step one by having the courage to ask yourself the hard questions.
What are the hard questions? Does she tell us?
No, she doesn't. It's for us to decide. Oh, I'm like, the hard questions.
I'm like waiting for the answers.
The hard questions would be, are you not succeeding because you actually don't want to succeed?
Oh, damn it, Kathleen.
Or are you miserable because a little part of you likes being miserable? Right? Like,
that's
these
a huge thing.
These are the hard questions. Like, a lot of people, I know people who haven't achieved the greatness that they could have achieved because they got in their own way. Mm-hmm.
I had a really interesting conversation over the weekend about the difference between worry and concern.
Okay.
Where a lot of people, myself included, are worriers. We mm-hmm. sit and we lie in bed and we worry about whatever. Mm-hmm. And we run in that hamster wheel of worry and it doesn't get us anywhere. We worry, worry, worry. Mm-hmm. Concern is different from worry because concern usually means that you take action. If I'm concerned I'm going to be late for my flight, I leave a little bit earlier. If I'm concerned that I might be failing a class, I talk to the professor and learn how to do extra credit.
Yeah.
But worrying tricks you into thinking that you're doing something because you're actively worrying.
Yeah.
So it lets you be lazy because I'm doing something, I'm worrying, when you're not actually doing anything.
Yeah, because if you actually did something about it, you wouldn't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
Wow, something just clicked for me.
Yeah.
Huh.
Worry is you're being lazy. You're tricking yourself into believing you're doing something.
Huh. Number three, honor step two by having the courage to answer the hard questions.
Okay. Yeah, that's even harder than number two.
I mean, coming up with the questions is a thing on its own. Yeah. And then the second beast is giving yourself honest answers.
Yeah.
It's easy to lie to yourself mm-hmm. because you don't have anybody else there going, I don't think that's true.
Yeah. Honey, you're being dumb.
Step four, repeat steps one through three your whole life.
Oof.
Should we give ourselves a little bit of a homework assignment?
Yes.
We'll come back next podcast and with a list of hard questions that we really need to ask ourselves.
Fine.
I don't like being vulnerable.
No.
It's why I'm not good at social media. I can do social media for somebody else all day, every day.
Yeah.
But I'm not good at doing my own social media.
That's interesting. I didn't know that about you.
I don't like to post photos of myself. Yeah. I don't like to take photos of myself because I feel if it's not perfect,
yeah.
it's not worth posting. And yeah. that's not true at all.
Nope. Not at all. No. Okay. So how many vulnerable questions do we have to come back with next week?
Three.
Three?
And I want to hear from our taste buds. Please email us at acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com. The hard questions that you need to ask yourself. You don't have to answer them as of yet. I mean, mm-hmm. go ahead if you want to be a goody two shoes. Do the assignment.
We shame our listeners for, for going above and beyond.
I want to know the hard questions that you really need to ask yourself.
Okay. That's good. This is good. What's the name of that book again, Kathleen?
It is Heart Talk, Poetic Wisdom for a Better Life. And the author is Cleo Wade, Cleowade.
Amazing.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
So, okay, this is going to sound so stupid, but I really need you to just stay with me.
Okay, I'm here. Ah! Oh, no.
I just spilled coffee.
Bethany.
Oh, my God.
Today is not our day, sister.
I just spilled coffee everywhere.
If I were a good person, I'd jump up and help you clean that up right now.
What is happening? Okay, hold on.
It's because I got a parking spot right in front of your building.
Okay, I'll deal with it later. So, I have silverware from this company called Knork or Knork. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but it's K-N-O-R-K.
Okay.
And I just love them. Mm-hmm. Their silverware is great. But I found out that they have created this silverware that's disposable that will biodegrade in 2 years, but you can also wash in the dishwasher dozens of times.
What?
And they're not a sponsor. I'm not getting paid to talk about it. I supported their Kickstarter with my own money. So
it looks and feels like regular plastic, like a white plastic fork and set that you get at the grocery store.
Feels plastic. It's a plant-based cutlery because the majority of the plastic that we throw into landfills finds its way into the ocean. And so marine life eat it. The aquatic ecosystem gets all messed up. So they've made this silverware from this compound that's 90% sugarcane starch and then 10% bamboo fiber. So these are like super sustainable. And I know that this sugarcane starch is being used in some shoe companies too, as like the soles of their shoes instead of plastic and rubber. And this makes it dishwasher safe. It's durable, but it composts in 2 years. And then the other thing I really love about it is that they understand that some people have limited mobility. And so it's hard for them to use a fork and a knife to cut their food. So the fork that you're holding, Kathleen, if you notice, the sides of the fork are thinner.
Yeah.
Like they're thinner. And then where the handle is, there's like a thicker part. This makes it really easy for you to cut your food with your fork. Like you can press down on this thicker neck of the fork and like cut your food. So it's good for people with limited mobility.
I love that.
Yeah. So it's so good for the earth. It's good for people. It's good for everything. And again, they're not paying me. I'm just super psyched about it that I backed their project. So it's on Kickstarter. And again, the company is called Nork, K-N-O-R-K. And it's Nork Eco. And
if you have a lot of parties, this would be a fabulous investment to make.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, plastic stuff. It's easy to clean. You put it in the dishwasher, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's still environmentally friendly.
Yeah. So I got really excited about it. And, you know, we're just trying to clean the earth up a little bit. So I thought I would share that discovery with you all. Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I don't want to admit what I learned.
You got to. This is the moment of truth. You have to be vulnerable.
I like Game of Thrones.
What?
I don't even want to say it out loud.
Why are you ashamed of this? It's the best show ever.
Because I've built my identity around not being into Game of Thrones.
Oh, Kathleen is so good. How far in are you?
So I'm just finishing up season one.
Congratulations.
And it took a little bit of time. And I don't think I have to thank my husband because I wouldn't have done it without him explaining basically everything to me.
Yeah. I mean, I've watched all of the seasons and there are at least 50% of the storylines that I don't understand.
Yeah. I was listening to an interview last night on NPR. One of the last shows that they air at night is called Cue the Podcast. And if you are looking for just short clips to subscribe to, find Cue the Podcast on whatever app that you listen to podcasts on and subscribe, because they don't do one long one. They break up their interviews and their segments into little pieces. So
that's
it's
cool.
Like 15 minute chunks. Anyway, they were doing a segment last night about Game of Thrones, and they were interviewing this woman, this Game of Thrones nerd, who went back and has been rewatching all 72 hours of the show since January. And she said the stuff that she recognized in season one that she didn't the first time around is really, really, really incredible. Anyway, I'm watching it with the captions on because I, for the life of me,
smart.
I cannot understand what they're saying.
And it's smart because you learn the names then too.
Yeah, and I really didn't want to like it. And it took me like about 6 episodes until I was like, God damn it. I'm
you
hooked.
Stuck in there for 6 hours.
Yeah, so this Sunday is the season, the series finale, or the premiere of the series finale.
Yes, yes.
So there's no way I'm going to catch up before then, but I'll be close.
I'm so excited for you. It's really good.
Just don't tell anybody, please.
Yeah, well, you just told everyone on the podcast, so a lot of people know.
It's a secret. Just don't let anybody know.
All right. Well, keep us posted on your travels.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. By the way, if you would do us a favor, one of our very favorite podcasts is called And That's Why We Drink. They're a fellow Audio Boom family member podcast.
Yes.
They have been nominated for a Webby Award. And if you would be so kind, it would be awesome if you would vote for them. So if you just go to webbyawards.com, there's like a link to vote here.
Bethany and I are kind of obsessed with them.
Yeah.
We stalk their Instagram. We stalk their personal Instagrams. Like, we fangirl hard over them. And we've been to their live show.
Yeah. And then we found out that one of the people on the podcast, Em, listens to Acquired Taste. And I've been going back and forth with Em on Instagram.
Don't say it out loud. I don't know if it's
like,
true.
I'm just like so excited. So like, I don't know. I'm just excited.
Hi, Em.
So anyway, if you can vote for them, just go to our Twitter at Acquired Podcast and we'll link their page and you can vote for them.
Love that podcast.
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Follow us on social media. I'm Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram, Radio Bethany on everything else.
I am Web Girl Kathleen on everything.
And then you can follow the podcast at Acquired Podcast on Twitter.
At Acquired Taste Podcast on Instagram.
Facebook.com/AcquiredTastePodcast.
If you want to email us, an AcquiredTastePodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can send us a snail mail, an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
And we have a hotline where you can leave us voicemails. Our phone number is 917-994-0353. We listen to every single one. And yeah, sometimes I text people from our Google voicemail.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you next week. Now, here are some of your fellow taste buds.
Hello, my darling. It's Rachel. Hello, Game of Thrones. So I'm rewatching like for the fifth time. And it's amazing. And the new season is coming out. And I can't wait for us to all talk about it.
Hi, friends. So I did a thing. I already love the Trader Joe's blueberry lavender flavored almond beverage. So I decided I was going to use that as the milk with the Trader Joe's Neapolitan Puff cereal, which is basically like ice cream in a bowl. And it's basically the best combination ever. So I felt like you and any other taste buds should be aware of this. Okay, love you ladies. Thank you so much for everything that you do. XOXO.
Good evening, ladies. This is Casey from Florida, and I wanted to call and let you know that I did not realize until tonight that I was wearing my dress backwards all day today, and I figured that you ladies and my fellow very distracted taste buds would appreciate that.
Hey ladies, this is Ingrid from Charlotte. Kathleen, I saw on Instagram that you hurt yourself. I hope your finger's okay. Girl, I can relate. Last week I fell off a whitewater raft and I sliced off a good chunk of my finger. I have pictures if you guys want me to send them to you. Pretty gross. Anyways, I hope you ladies are having a sexy day. Hope to keep kitties are doing well. Love you.